this is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. When I'm not sharing a moment with you on UCB, I'm probably making music somewhere, whether it be here in my home studio, at an event somewhere, or leading worship in my local church. And while I love creating a musical environment which draws people into worship, I'm very aware that worship in the Bible has very little to do with music. In fact, the first mention of the word worship is in Genesis chapter 22, which recounts the story of how God tested Abraham's love for him by asking him to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. Genesis 22:1 says, "Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, 'Abraham.' 'Here I am,' he replied. Then God said, 'Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.' Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, 'Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you.'" Abraham's use of the word worship didn't include a praise band and a church service. Worship meant offering something costly to God. And in the end, God blessed Abraham's worship, not only by sparing his son's life, but also by giving him thousands upon thousands of other sons. Through his obedience, Abraham became who God had once told him he would be, the father of many nations. Isaac's life was a seed. Because Abraham was willing to plant his seed, the harvest came. If he had not been willing to give Isaac up, I believe Abraham would have forfeited God's promise, and that promise would have come through someone else. Worship is a theme in the Bible. The laying down of something extremely valuable, the idea that without this thing that's so important to us, we would lose our security. Remember the widow who gave her last meal to Elijah in 1 Kings? Or how about the woman who poured the costly oil on Jesus' feet? Or the widow who put her last two mites into the offering plate? Even the boy who gave up his lunch to feed the 5,000. On the other side of the laying down, on the other side of the sacrifice, on the other side of obedience, on the other side of worship was multiplication and harvest. So what does that have to do with us? Well, I believe our fruitfulness in life is directly related to our level of surrender. You and I will only discover the fullness of who we are and who we were made to be as we give ourselves completely to God in worship, loving nothing more than we love Him. Is there anything you would withhold from the Lord if He asked? Strangely, the very thing you might want to hold on to could be the seed that holds your harvest. And you can hold on to your seed and keep it for yourself. You can eat the seed, so to speak, and never know what you've missed out on if you'd planted it. The very thing God wants to give you only comes as you lay it down and as you give it to God in worship. The Lord will give you so much more than you can imagine. God can only bless what is surrendered to Him. Jesus said in John 12:24, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds." I don't know about you, but I want what is on the other side of that sacrifice. I want what is on the other side of my worship. I don't know what it is, but I do know that on the other side of worship is joy. Hebrews 12:2 says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus demonstrated the ultimate act of worship as he laid down his life for the forgiveness of our sins, and we get to eat the fruit of Jesus' worship. Because through his death, we all can have eternal life. We are Jesus' harvest of joy. So today, let's pray and ask the Lord if there's anything in our hearts that we would withhold from Him if He asked. Is there anything we love more than Him? Perhaps a dream or a relationship or something we think our security depends on. And let's ask the Lord to give us the faith to surrender all to Him so that, like Abraham, we might become all God has said we can be. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the example of Abraham and Jesus and so many others in the Bible who surrendered all to you in obedience. Soften our hearts and help us also withhold nothing from you so that you can yield a 100-fold harvest from the seeds of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's trust the Lord fully with all we are today in worship, knowing that He has good plans for you and I. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.